The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Tracy Bowdish is a music therapist at the Sentara Music and Medicine Center, part of Sentara Healthcare, a network of nonprofit hospitals in Virginia and North Carolina. As Tracy explains, many stroke patients have difficulty with speech.
They know exactly what they want to say, but they're not able to find the words to say it.
But with a practice known as neurologic music therapy, before long they could find those words by singing them.
Because that stroke is in a very specific area of the brain, and because we use more of our brains when we sing than we do when we speak, often those people still retain the ability to sing.
To get patients talking again, she starts with helpful everyday phrases.
Like, I'm hungry.
And uses music to make them stick. She starts by creating a melody to accompany the words.
I'm hungry.
She then hums that melody for her patient while tapping his hand for extra rhythmic cues. Once the patient starts humming along, Tracy adds in the words.
I'm hungry.
And once the patient is singing them, Tracy fades the music out.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Next comes the big test, whether the patient can use the phrase in context. So when prompted with a question like,
what would you say if you wanted something to eat?
Ideally, he would reply,
I'm hungry.
Though, at a recent session with 70-year-old Jim Bob Rodriguez, who suffered a stroke and has been working with Tracy Bowdish about a year now,
what would you say if your stomach was growling?
Tracy gets an unexpected reply.
I want to eat.
I want to eat, he says, beaming from his wheelchair. Tracy couldn't be more thrilled.
That is fabulous.
Why?
Because we practiced I'm hungry. And you said I want to eat. Well, that means you're using your own words and not my words. And that makes my day.
Someone else whose day it makes is Jim Bob's wife of 40-plus years, Sandy. Jim Bob can't use the right side of his body, and he's hard of hearing. But Sandy says her husband has come a long way.
When we brought him home from the rehab, nursing home, he couldn't do anything for himself.
Before meeting Tracy Bowdish, Sandy had heard how Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords used music therapy to regain speech after being shot in the head. Now, not only is Jim Bob incorporating all the phrases he's learned in his sessions.
He comes up with things like, ooh, you feel sweaty or you feel hot, you know, and it always takes us aback because we're not expecting it.
Though there is one phrase Sandy has come to expect and appreciate more than words can say.
Every night he tells me he loves me.
At today's session, Jim Bob and Tracy Bowdish are working on a new phrase in honor of his upcoming anniversary with Sandy. First, Tracy hums it. Then they hum it together. And once Jim Bob can hum it by himself,
very good.
It's time for the words.
Happy anniversary.
After Jim Bob sings the phrase on his own,
happy anniversary.
Tracy fades out the music.
Happy anniversary.
The next step is to add in a very special phrase Jim Bob has already learned.
I love you, Sandy. Happy anniversary. Very good. We're going to work our way up to that.
I'm Rebecca Shear.